الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة.
Previously we spoke of a couple of verses of Surah Ar-Rahman and how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the world has scattered about things in all directions which point directly and only to His Qudrat. But because these things Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created it as a means of us getting our needs. Man is hungry, through food he will get it. He is thirsty, and through water he will get satiated. He needs enjoyment, through the items of this world he will get it. So يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and earth, indirectly they are asking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But because it's coming through something else, the mind never ever goes to the real person who is giving it, the real Zat. And man remains blind. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, however, a time will come. If someone can ask the students from the outside if they can come into the masjid. So we explained that when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has through a sabab given things to man, man has always been blind towards the giver. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. But O man and jinn, a time will come when it will be you and your Allah, and there will be no in between. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. At that time no person will ever be blind to the Qudrat of Allah. But then the imtihan will be over, it will be too late. Thereafter Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala painted the scenes of Qiyamah. And thereafter Jahannam was mentioned. And after that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained now Ar-Rahman, the mercy of Allah, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. That if a person can live a life which is a clean life, a beautiful life, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, not one, but I'll give you two. But in this world, wherever a shop has a promotion, a sale, one is if they drop the price, people will become very happy. But wherever they mention you buy one, you get one for free. That's the time that everyone runs. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is giving, the one Jannah itself is more than man ever deserved. But Jannatan, one will be what man will see for my action. The other one will be extra. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And whenever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala now will be giving, He will be giving two. One is what man will see as the results of his action. The other man will see as a bonus from the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then we spoke about the rivers that will be flowing in Jannah. We spoke about the couches that man will have to recline on in Jannah. وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانِ. And then the fruits of Jannah will be hanging. And we explained that how when one man is in one garden and he desires the fruits of another garden, that fruit will come into this garden. He will be able to choose whatever he wants. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was created in Jannah, he also had the greatest of luxuries. But the one thing that Adam alayhi salam was missing was a companion. And at that time Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then put him into a sleep and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu anha was created. In Jannah, when man will have all the pleasures of Jannah, but if there is no companion with which he can enjoy it, then the pleasures of Jannah will become one less. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala now speaks about who he will share the pleasures of Jannah with. Fihinna qasiratu tarf. For him in Jannah will be such women whose gaze will always be low. And normally when people speak of the woman of Jannah, they'll never ever think of their wives. It will always be some other woman. Because man in this world, someone said a person when he gets married, it's like a person who goes to a restaurant. That whatever you order, as soon as it comes on your table, your eyes will go on the next table that I should have ordered what that man got. Marriage is such a thing that man will never be happy. And the woman, she's just as good. One woman said to her husband, that the day I was a fool when I married you. I was a fool when I married you. So he said to her, I also realized that. But at that time I was blindly in love, so I never saw that you were a real fool. Now today I realized it, that you were a fool. She said, I was a fool when I married you. He said, yeah, you are speaking the truth, but I never saw it that day. So if man had to be told in Jannah, your wife will be your companion. One man said, then where the Jannah is? That if she has to come, there'd rather be Jahannam. So it will always be some other woman who will make my life a thrill. فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ. Someone whose gaze is always lowered. A great mufassir of Quran, Sha'bi rahimullah, explained that together with the whores of Jannah, which everyone is desirous of, your own wife will be amongst these whose description is now being given. فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ. But immediately man will say that my wife, I know what she is in this world. One man heard that his wife is going to be with him in Jannah, he got a shock. He said, there won't be Jannah then. So the alim said that Allah will change your wife. He said, Mawsab, my wife, she'll never change. Even in Jannah. So Shabi rahimullah explained, Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaking about the woman of this world. That with all their million faults, but when they will enter Jannah, they will be changed. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا. The first thing is that in this world they were now used. Their virginity had been taken away. They will be made now permanent virgins. أَبْكَارًا, that whenever man will visit his wife again, he will find her a virgin again. أُرُوبًا أَتْرَابًا. أُرُوب, أَرُوب, the definition will come just now, but in short it is that girl or that woman who is madly in love with her husband. And ataraba, just of the right age. What exactly he desires in a woman in this world, what man thinks my wife will be, and what a woman thinks my husband will be. And when they get married, they realize that it was far from what they thought. But in Jannah, whatever you imagine, Allah will make it one greater. Explaining this here, Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha asked, Allama Ibn Kathir rahimullah has narrated this lengthy narration. She asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a couple of verses mentioned in Surah Ar-Rahman, mentioned in other verses of Quran regarding the woman of Jannah. She says, Ya Rasulullah, akhbirni an qawlillahi wa hurun een. That what is the meaning of hur and een? Hur is from the word hawra, a woman who is white. And een from the word aina, a woman whose eyes are extremely beautiful. What we normally say in English, a wide-eyed damsel. So the eye will be extremely beauty, aina, and the eye will be with dark black will be the pupil, and the body of that woman will be extremely white. Nabi Abaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hurun bidun. Hur means white in color. Aynun means dikhamul uyun, that the eyes will be wide. Shufrul hawra, and it will be with a little bit of a mixture of color in with the eye, which will create a different attraction. She said, Oh Allah's Messenger, explain to me, كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ, that the woman of Jannah will be like pearls which have been hidden. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صَفَاءُهُنَّ صَفَاءُ الدُّرْ, Their purity will be the purity of a pearl which is in the oyster, which man's hand has never touched. She said, O Allah's Messenger, explain to me, فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ, that the woman of Jannah will be extremely beautiful and of good quality. He said, خَيِّرَاتُ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that the akhlaq character will be the most high. حِسَانُ الْوُجُوءِ, and their faces will be most pretty. She said, explain to me, كَأَنَّهُنَّ بِيضٌ مَكْنُونٌ, they will be like eggs which are hidden. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رِقَّتُهُنَّ كَرِقَّةِ الْجِلْدِ, the delicateness of their skin will be so soft to the touch, like that skin which a person finds on the inside of the egg, which is closest to the shell. When the shell is broken, that skin. She said, O Allah's Messenger, explain to me, عُرُوبًا أَطْرَابًا. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هُنَّ اللَّوَاتِي قُبِضْنَ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا عَجَائِزٍ, all women who passed away in this world, their hair was of a white color, and their teeth also had practically all fallen off. خَلَقَهُنَّ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ الْكِبْرِ, and Allah will remodel them after old age, and He will make them virgins for their husband. أُرُبًا مُتَعَشِّقَاك مُحَبَّبَات, madly in love with their husbands, the husband will be madly in love with them. So then Umm Salama radiallahu anha, when she heard that it will be the woman of Jannah, Uruban Atraba, who will be remodeled, she said, O Allah's Messenger, Nisa'u dunya afdalu amil hurul ain, will the woman of this world be more beautiful, or will the creation of Jannah be more beautiful? The woman of Jannah. Because they have been created from Jannah, the woman of this world created from sand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bal nisa'u dunya afdal, the woman of Jannah will be much, much more superior. كَفَضْلِ الظِّهَارَةِ عَلَى الْبِطَانَةِ, on a bed you have the lower garment, the covering on which man sleeps. And normally when a person buys it from the market, from the shop, he won't buy an expensive, because he knows, I'm going to sleep on top of it. It's going to get dirty, perspiration will fall on top, no one will see it, it's always covered. But the covering which comes on top of the bed, that is that which will always be expensive. And man's eye immediately falls on that when he looks into the bedroom. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how the top is superior to the bottom, the woman of this world will be superior to the hurs of Jannah. That the eye will go onto the top, the eye won't go to the bottom. The woman of this world will be created much, much more beautiful. She was surprised. She said, O Allah's Rasul, how can that be possible? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because of their salah, their fasting, their ibadah, Allah will surround them with light. And Allah will create their bodies, the clothing of their bodies of silk. And Allah will make their skin white in color. And their clothing will be green in color. And they will have jewelry. And the combs that they will use for combing their hair will be made of gold. And they will be singing to their husbands, Nahnul Khalidat, that we are women who will never ever die. Fala namutu abada, Nahnu Na'imat, we are women who will always remain in happiness, we will keep you happy. نَحْنُ الْمُقِيمَاتِ فَلَا نَذَعْنَ أَبَدًا, we are women who are going to be here, we will never run away and leave you behind. أَلَا وَنَحْنُ الرَّاضِيَاتِ, and we are women who will always be happy with our husbands. فَلَا نَسْخَةُ أَبَدًا طُوبَى لِمَنْ كُنَّا لَهُ, glad tidings to that person who we have been created for. وَكَانَ لَنَا, glad tidings to the man who has been created for us. Normally in this world, whenever man gets married, the first night is what they normally known as a honeymoon, because it's the first time you have seen her. But as time goes on, you get used to her features, her face, her actions, her qualities, then man's normal condition is he becomes bored. In Jannah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, to ensure that man will never become bored, He has created a scene that the ni'mah of Jannah will always become one better. Regarding the men and women of Jannah, it narrates, Anas radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna fil jannati lasuqan, that in Jannah there will always be also be a market. Ya'tunaha kulla jumu'ah, every Friday the people will go and visit the market. Once I narrated this here in a lecture, one person stood up and he asked that what will be the purpose of having markets in Jannah? Because in Jannah, whatever man desires, he'll get. Why must he go to a market to purchase something? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put this answer in my mind, and I'm very happy with the answer. That I said to the person that whatever your mind can imagine will one day come to an end. The mind can only imagine those things which the mind has experienced, thought about. Allah will create the market to show the new designs on the market. When a new car comes out, they put it all on the magazines, what and what is out at the moment. Then a person looks at it and he says, I never thought they can make something like this, I want this. And then he goes to buy it. If he leaves it to his imagination, it will come one day to a standstill. Every Jummah, Allah's new designs will be put in the market. Which is narrated, then man will come and he will look at the clothing, he will say, I want that clothing, the clothing will come on his body. His mind could never reach that there could be clothing so beautiful. So that clothing will be his. He will see a new creation, a new car, a new conveyance, that's mine, it will be his. The market will be created to show the new designs on the market. Man will see different women created, he will wish, hey, I hope my wife could ever look like this. And then it is mentioned that the winds from the west will blow. And after that, man will return home. When he will come back to his wife, وَقَدْ إِزْدَادُ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا, as that wind passes, every person's features will change and he will become more beautiful. And when he opens the door and he finds his wife, and he will think that what she was when I left and what she is now, he will say, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ, or his wife will say to him first, Allah's qasam, لَقَدْ إِزْدَدْتُمْ بَعْدَنَا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا, how you left and now when you came back you are something different. And he will say, وَأَنْتُمْ وَاللَّهِ قَدْ إِزْدَدْتُمْ بَعْدَنَا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا إِزْدَدْتُنَّا, Allah's qasam, after we went away you are also looking something else. In this world, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh said, a man who was living in the village, one day it happened, he came to the city, and it was a time of technology rising in the city, it never reached the village. So it was the first time in his life that he was going to see a lift, elevator. So when he entered the market, there was a very fat woman with a basket. She had pressed the button waiting for the lift to come down. But in his life, he had never seen something like this. What in the village was always about monsters, how they eat young women. So when he saw the lift opening and like jaws, how it opened, it went through his mind that this must be some monster. And then when he saw that woman walking through and the thing closing, now it was really a scene of jaws. So he wanted to be the superhero, so he ran and he started banging on the lift, open, open. And he's putting his hands, trying to open, banging. Everyone around is looking shocked, what's happening? He thought the monster, but what monster? The old fat woman went up. And obviously another young girl got inside and the young girl came down. So now he's trying, trying, and suddenly the lift opened. And that woman is there and she said, excuse me please. And his eyes popped out. Now his mind started its maths now. Fat, in, up, down, young, turn. He was shocked. He said, Muhammad, Muhammad. His son came running. Daddy, what happened? He said, go bring mommy right now. So in Jannah, it will be like that. That if you want your wife to change today, you just send her in the left. You will imagine if only and day Allah will create her. Wallah, لَقَدْ إِسْدَتُنَّ بَعْدَنَا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا, how I left you, what you are today. It will never end the pleasure. Umm Salama radiallahu anha said, oh Allah's messenger, in this world one husband passed away, another husband married. He might pass away, a third, a fourth. Now in Jannah I will come, which man will take me as his wife? Because now remember, the woman of Jannah will be the highest, most superior. Everyone will want her back. Where in this world one person said, so and so, if they run away with your wife, what revenge must you take? Another person said, let her keep, let him keep her. The best revenge you can take on someone who runs away with your wife is to let that man keep your wife. In this world, if the wife passes away, man will never think, in Jannah I'll demand her back. If somebody else can get her, he'll say Mubarak to that man. But in Jannah, where the woman of this world will be created of that high quality, every man's desire will be, no, I want her, I was the first husband. And the other man will say, but I want her. And now that competition will take place. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, those husbands will be brought, and the wife will then be given the choice to choose with which husband she wants to remain. And she will choose that husband who had the most beautiful character from all. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Umm Salama radiallahu anha, good character will give man the best of this world, it will give him the best of the year after also. So at that time character will show, the wife will have the choice to say whether she wants you or not. So فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ. The women of Jannah will be such that their gazes will always be down. Modesty is such a quality which is from the inside. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, before speaking of the beauty on the outside, speaks of the inside. Because the inside is not beautiful, the outside, no matter how perfect it is, it will always create problems later on. قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ, a woman whose gaze is always lowered. The wife of Jannah and the hurs of Jannah will be in that manner. Ulama have explained, أي غضيبات عن غير أزواجهن. The eye will not ever move towards anyone besides their husband. Where in this world, every wife and every man will always think, hey, if I married somebody else, that woman is much better than my wife. And every wife, she won't say it, but she also thinks that that rich person would have been a much better husband. Never ever will the wife think that I married Mr. Perfect. The whole world can be your murids also. But if you go to the wife and you ask, will you take birth at the hands of your husband? She'll say, never ever, I know him real. What you people don't know about him, I know everything about him. The wife will be the last person to accept the greatness of the husband. But in Jannah, the wife's nazar will never go to anyone else but a husband, as though he has the greatest rank from the people of Jannah. فَلَا يَرَيْنَ شَيْئًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِهِنَّ. She will not even imagine anything in Jannah to be better than her husband. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ كَمَالِ عِفَّتِهِنَّ. So pure she will be. She will desire nothing but a husband. And when the man sees that the wife loves me only and no one else. And to prove it, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make times in Jannah where man will be able to see the love that his wife keeps in her heart for him. The eye will penetrate through her body and focus on that love. And he will see the love is 100% genuine. And that will create such a love between that husband and wife. This is فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ قَبْلَهُمْ إِنْسُ وَلَا جَانْ. No man and jinn will ever have touched them, ever have seen them, ever have looked at them. Shabi Rahimullah explained that for the hurs of Jannah, they are protected. And for the women of this world, although they were touched already, but when Allah will remodel them, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ, from the time of their remodeling, they will be khas for their husbands. That even if they desire to venture out of their palaces in Jannah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ensure that no other man or jinn's eyes will ever fall on them. They will have a natural parda, they will be solely for the eyes of the husband. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ قَبْلَهُمْ إِنْسُ وَلَا جَانْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا. لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانْ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. O man and jinn, at that time when you will see that woman, you will say subhanallah to Allah. But that time the subhanallah will be a natural. If in this world man can say that subhanallah, then for in that subhanallah, there Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him something else. كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. Yaqut is a ruby and the color of a ruby is normally red. Marjan is a pearl which is normally white. Ulama have explained that the safa, the perfect look, no dirt of a ruby is such that they say if you put a piece of thread through the ruby, in the center of the ruby, you will be able to see it through the ruby. So clear it will be. So in being so clear like a ruby, and in being so white like a pearl, that will be the color mixed with that slight reddish of that ruby. كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. A color that you can never imagine. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And when man will see all this in Jannah, his eyes will become big. His heart will open up. And he will say, oh Allah, what have you created for me? And as a gift, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. That, oh my servant, in this world you did so much good. Is it not then fitting that I must also do so much good for you? Where normally it will be told that you are not deserving of this. But in my kindness I have given it to you. But as an extra gift, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when man will be shocked and he will say, I'm not deserving of this, Allah will say, no, you are deserving of this. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. You did good, what else must I give you but good? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us that in this world we can see the qudrat of Allah, fall in love with Allah, devote ourselves for Allah. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, on the plains of Qiyamah, in Jahannam and in Jannah, everyone will see Allah's Qudrat. But the imtihan will then be finished. Whoever can pass the imtihan today will enjoy tomorrow. وآخر دعوانا.